Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's go stock report up, if I can. Do we have a little sounder thing for that? Mikey Sanders still. Kid can play, man. That's their second-round pick that's hitting to me. And this I know Johnny Newton on the interior has been fine, has had moments, but this kid was supposed to be a slot cornerback. Sorry, you're too good on the outside. You're too valuable at this point. Had an interception, a couple passes defended. You know he's physical. He's not scared of contact at all. Had five tackles, including a couple solo. This is a good player. I don't know if he's a star. I don't think they make that many stars, so it's not fair to be mad that someone's not a star specifically, but that dude can play. He can play in, can play out, do a little bit of everything, and he is a gamer. They got that one right.
De'Ami Brown is the clear beneficiary of Noah Brown not being available. De'Ami Brown played the second most snaps, and it wasn't particularly close, at the wide receiver position. Out of 78 offensive plays, McLaurin was on the field for 70 of them. De'Ami for 61 of them. No other wide receiver had more than 38 snaps in the game. And if you look at target share, McLaurin had 10. Zacchaeus had 4. So did De'Ami Brown. But De'Ami actually had more balls thrown to him because he had a huge catch down the field. Would have been a 4-catch, 50-yard game on 5 targets. Had a play not have come back, that would have put the game on the ice and really allowed Washington to win if Nick Allegretti didn't get called for a hold. So I thought De'Ami Brown played well. Thought there were some really good moments. He did have a costly penalty that hurt Washington at one point in the second half. But the catch at the end, to me, was kind of the difference maker. And I say stock up because it's clear he is going to be a guy that is heavily featured now down the stretch.
You mentioned him, but deserves his flowers. Terry McLaurin is second in the NFL in touchdown catches. That's right. The guy that usually ends up with 4 at most, sometimes 5 if things break right, is going to have, you know, well into the teens. He's at 11 right now, this moment. He's outstanding. Now, here's the thing I'm going to add to that. He's going to make an all-pro team. I don't think he's got first-team all-pro. That's going to be Ja'Marr Chase, Justin Jefferson. If I had to guess, might be Amon-Ra St. Brown, could be CeeDee Lamb, just depends on how things finish. But he is 7th in the NFL in yards, and 2nd, as I mentioned, in touchdown catches. There's room on that second-team all-pro team for Terry McLaurin with the season he's going to put together. He'll end up probably around 1,200, 1,250, maybe 1,300 yards. And as I said, team touchdowns, that's a great chance to make an all-pro team. Well-deserved for a really good dude.
Jaden Daniels did not throw an interception. He snapped a 3-game skid where he had thrown a pick or more in 3 straight games. Had the interception against the Eagles, 2 against the Cowboys, 1 against the Titans. So 4 total in those 3 games. But he got back to doing what he's done for the vast majority of this year, which was protecting the football, no interceptions. And I would also go stock up on Jaden Daniels because he, over the last 2 weeks, has run the ball 20 times. He is obviously feeling way healthier, looking way better running the football. He's had two 65-yard rushing games in the last 3 weeks. Those are two of his top four rushing games of the season against the Cowboys and against the Saints. We also saw him break off the 24-yard run, which was his third longest run of the entire season this week on a third and long. So there's a lot I like about how he's been running the football of late.
My feelings haven't changed, but it seems like the team hasn't really embraced it. Luke McCaffrey, only 12 snaps on offense in this game, 15%, one target over the course of the game. Even without Noah Brown, even when Jamison Crowder is fresh off the injured list, just back, out-snapped, out-targeted, out-everythinged by Zacchaeus, who's been readily available for anybody to sign for some time. Dyami Brown, who's underachieved here for so many years. Brown had a nice game. I'm not taking anything away. But Luke McCaffrey, a third-round pick that everybody seemed very bullish on, very excited. Nothing but opportunity. Coaches don't feel that way, clearly. So you would say his stock is down.
Well, if we're going that route, falling out of favor category, Benjamin St. Juice.
Yeah.
He played three snaps on Sunday against the Saints. And in one of those three snaps, Benjamin St. Juice committed a penalty that was an automatic first down that was crippling to the defense. It's not going to help him play more snaps this coming week. But you had Marshawn Lattimore making his debut. By the way, stock up for him. He played 53 reps out of 55 plays, didn't have a single target, made an immediate impact. You already mentioned Mikey Sanristil, who you gave a stock up to. Igbinoghene is the nickel, not St. Juice, who's been playing on the boundary. So they basically used three corners, and St. Juice was not one of them.
It's not what the expectations were, but it's a little something this past week. Daron Payne had himself a sack, had himself a tackle for loss, and was involved in the game. Again, we're not going to get that gaudy contract year season again. I was wrong about that. I thought that was a breakout. It turns out it was not. We have enough data in the bank to say that, but that was a nice ball game for him on Sunday.